Moses must have been a pretty patient person. God asked him to lead the people from slavery to freedom, through the Red Sea to the Promised Land. Because the people did not follow God very well, that journey ended up taking 40 years. Moses would pray on behalf of the people, and then God would help. The people would be okay for a while, and then they would start complaining again. And then the pattern continued. They complained to Moses that they did not have enough food to eat. They said they were better off as slaves in Egypt. So God sent them bread from heaven, manna. The manna nourished them for 40 years, but only one day at a time. The manna would only last for a single day. God was teaching the people to rely on him. It was their daily bread. Then they started to complain about the water. So God had Moses strike the rock so that there was water for the people. Then the people got into battles with neighboring groups. Again, God worked through Moses to keep them safe. And that is today's first reading, where Moses had to keep his arms outstretched for the battle to go well. Later, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And yet, after this awesome encounter Moses had with God, he came down the mountain to find the people had made a golden calf and started worshiping this gold cow instead of the Lord. Moses certainly had plenty of reasons to be weary. I'm sure there were days when he simply wanted to give up. What more could he do? How much more complaining could he take? Would people ever be satisfied? Moses never did give up. He kept going back to the Lord on behalf of the people. God kept acting and helping, often only giving enough for what they needed at the moment, again, to teach them trust and patience. That is the context in which we hear today's gospel reading of the woman who pesters the unjust judge until she gets what she wants. Like the story of the dishonest steward from a few weeks ago, this parable often doesn't make a lot of sense to us at first glance. Yet maybe Jesus was simply trying to teach us what he said in introducing the parable, encouraging the people and us to pray always and not grow weary. It is so easy to grow weary, to get discouraged. When that happens, we can be quick to complain, quick to see the negative around us, quick to judge. We tend to withdraw and isolate. And at times we can even withdraw from God and be tempted to give up on the Lord. So this simple story may be Jesus' way to encourage us through those days. Pray and do not grow weary. God will give us what we need for today. As we grow in our faith, we learn the value of perseverance and persistence. When we do not feel like praying, is the most important time to pray. Prayer's not always going to be amazing and filled with emotion. Usually it's not that at all. Prayer's meant to be steady and regular and commonplace. We're meant to make the habit of prayer a part of our everyday lives. We simply go to God, share with Him what we need, trust that God gives us not everything that we want, but God gives us what we need. We learn that God speaks to us in the scriptures, in the Bible, as St. Paul says to Timothy in the second reading. We pray with scripture, knowing that scripture is the primary way that God speaks to us. We take time to pray with the Sunday gospel reading each week. We allow our focus to shift from complaining about things to letting God challenge us to live differently. We do not do this alone. We need God's help. We need help from one another. That's why Sunday Mass is so important. As Sunday Mass becomes something we just do week in and week out, it becomes a good, virtuous habit for us. It becomes who we are. Even when we are weary, we still show up. We listen to God's word. We receive the bread from heaven, the Eucharist that is Christ Himself. We receive what we need. Moses knew what to do in the battle. He stood up on the hill to lead the people, keeping his arms raised in prayer. He realized, though, that he could not do it alone. He knew God was the one working through him. He knew that when he got weary, he needed help to continue. He asked for help, and he allowed others to help and support him to keep his arms outstretched. He showed the way. Let's learn from him. May we pray always without becoming weary. If we lose strength, let's seek help from God and one another. Let's continue to gather each Sunday to let God strengthen us through the scriptures and through the Eucharist. Then we will know that God truly does give us all that we need.